If the person offered to tell the story, it would not avail him anything in the Middle Ages. They had to torture him anyway. Why that elementary fact that under torture a person will say anything, most people will, why that eluded the system of jurisprudence is one of the difficult things to understand, but that's just the way it is. And under torture, therefore, the leaders of the Jewish community in Damascus confessed to an entire fairy tale, and a number of them died in prison. When a great fine was levied against the Jewish community that had to be paid, but the Jewish community throughout the world, the rest of the Jewish world, rose up in indignation, and especially Montefiore, who took the lead to disprove it, and who bombarded the British Foreign Office to right the wrong, until finally enough pressure was put upon the Ottoman Empire, upon the Turks, and the remaining prisoners were released, and the Turks said, like, well, we're sorry. Except they never said it with a full mouth. It's just, you know, it just disappeared into the air. The blood libel of 1840 represented a shock to the Jewish world, because the Jews thought that they had outgrown that, especially the Western European Jews, who were convinced that Western culture would not accommodate such terrible lies. And now all of a sudden the specter of the medieval hatred was still raised. It was still there. Montefiore in 1846 made a trip to Russia to try and ameliorate the decrees of the Tsar. And he brought with him a letter from the Queen of England. And it made an enormous impression on Russian Jewry, and it even made some impression on the Russian government. The impression on Russian Jewry is that, first of all, he came with his own carriage, with a golden carriage and six white horses, and wherever he went, he was greeted by the great rabbis and by the great Jews. There were many that tried to exploit his visit, as you can imagine. Well, I'll talk about it later when we have a fuller discussion of the Haskalah, but many of the Maskili, many of those who felt that enlightenment would save the Jewish world, tried to enlist Montefiore as an ally. But he was clever enough to avoid that. And he had a number of audiences with the leaders of the Russian government and one audience with the Tsar himself. The Tsar described him as a distasteful little Jew. However, it was the beginning of the exertion of outside pressures on the Russian government, which have continued in one form or another from 1846 till today, for 140 years, regarding the Jewish problem, with varying degrees of success. It is obvious that Russia is very defensive about these types of pressures. They were very defensive at the time of the Tsar, and they are very defensive today as well. It is also obvious that the pressure has value, because no matter how severe these decrees were, the fact that the outside world was looking somehow and didn't allow Russia to keep it secret served to ameliorate the enforcement of the decrees. Now, one of the great tragedies of the Holocaust and all of the other tragedies was simply the lack of any outside pressure on Hitler regarding the Jewish question. That is the unspeakable part of it.